following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The $3 flatbread breakfast combo. Choose from three toasty 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwiches and a 16-ounce coffee or refreshing 21-ounce fountain drink. All for only $3. The Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable. Additional charge for extras.
With all the people on your holiday shopping list, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you a little something too? Well, Discover Card is doing just that. Just use your Discover Card at restaurants, clothing stores, and department stores now through December 31st and get 5% cash back bonus. So whether you're buying that sweater for your brother, slippers for your mom, or just taking the family out to dinner after all the shopping's done, make sure to use your Discover Card and get your 5% cash back bonus. Limitations apply. Learn more and sign up today at discover.com. It pays to switch. It pays to Discover.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
did I say that? A chick? I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens.
Mog.
Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on a Wednesday, the last Wednesday of December. Glad you have us along with you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Coming up, Matt Davison is scheduled to join us from the Husker Sports Network. Loper All-American Arthur Hobbs, he's on break. He's out in California in his homeland. The first team and second team All-American, depending on which one you look at, is going to join us in the second half of the show as well. So if you'd like to join us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox. On these beautiful days, you see some of the dents and dings and maybe spots that need to be fixed out. The Dent Popper will take care of that for you on the bricks downtown Kearney. Again, the email address, Doug and, you spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The top 10 stories are coming out here in all of the papers over the last few days. And I just want to, we always... comment, say, you missed it, you didn't miss it, you got it right. In most cases, you missed it. The Kearney Hub came out yesterday with theirs. They got it right. So, Buck, Seth, the whole crew over there in the sports department, they got it right. And you take a look at that, the number one story is the Kearney Little Leaguers playing on ESPN television, making it within one inning of playing in the Little League World Series in Williamsport. That was the number one story of the year.
Tough to argue with that. Never been done before by any team in Nebraska, advancing that far. Congratulations to them. Was a great ride.
And you know what? The more I look at these stories, not very many of them have a happy ending. I mean, number one, the Kearney Little Leaguers. You look how you can say what you want, but at the end, they kind of got hosed. The stupidity of the rule that didn't allow them to finish the game... it's just impossible to finish it the next day. I mean, okay, so that's the number one. Number two, they take Kearney Catholic with just the fall, with their sports seasons, and you know, you got to engulf all of 2011. So you see the way their seasons ended last year, but they're talking specifically about the volleyball and the football team both making it into the finals. So that's number two, but They both lost in the finals. The volleyball team, very close. This, you know, you say what you want. Probably should have grabbed that second set, and it didn't happen against SCOTUS. And then the football team, they're marching down the field, opening drive, and they fumble, and they just never recovered, and they get beat. Number three story is UNK football.
Terrible taste in your mouth.
What is the story on, and I was talking with a couple of, that notches a 10-win season. We talked about this before. They notched a 10-win season, which isn't the first time that's happened, and they reached their highest ever ranking, fourth, twice. They ranked fourth, lost to Pueblo, got back to fourth, and then lost. The story there was 38 turnovers.
Yeah.
That's the story. I mean, so that had a bad ending. Then you go to number five. I mean, number four is Brett Maher. Everything's good so far there. Who knows what's going to happen on Monday. Number five is UNO going Division I, dropping their football and wrestling, which is more of a state story, but it affects from the Kearney standpoint that quite a few of their student-athletes came to UNK. The wrestling championship was at UNK. That was the night they found out that the hammer had been dropped by Trev Alberts in the UNO athletic department. And so that's number five. Number six, Trevell DeLoghem. He won the Pan Am Gold, but that was after he got knocked out in his bid to try and qualify through with the Olympic trials and the World Games.
So, still not happy.
Well, but no.
I mean, that's
great.
Happy. But I mean,
that's a great. I mean, okay. It's still in progress. It's still in progress.
There you go.
Number seven on the list this year. Where is number seven? Oh, Owari Dunes gets rave reviews. Okay. I don't think there's anything bad about that.
No.
They've just got some maturing to do of the course. Number eight on the list, longtime prep coaches retire. Well, you're sad because you lose those guys, but there's so many of them, like Randy Carpenter, Dan Moore, many, many more. So there's nothing wrong with the sad. Nine, Drew Shennett getting fired as the head coach of the Storm, which just happened this month. Sad ending. Number 10, good ending. Bearcats win the state cross-country meet. But, you know, there's a lot of good ones there. And if you've got one that you think should have been on the list and you've got what's going on, Tom Chattel had a great article. His number one, he says, by far, is what happened at UNO this year as far as an Omaha story and a state story. And you can check his article out online if you missed it in the paper yesterday at World Herald. And then check out Tom Chattel.
The number one story, though, Doug, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No. I want to stay with the theme of bad endings, because it was 7-0 last night, and that was as good as it got for the Husker men's basketball team.
Why? Yes, it was as good as it got.
But he was there to witness it.
Well, Matt Davison joins us. Matthew, how are you this morning? It's so great to have you on the program.
Fellas, I tell you I'll come on anytime, and you call me twice a year, and so finally this time I said I will come on more often, and, you know, as long as I can get a free T-shirt or maybe a mug, coffee mug, something like that.
Well, we can find you a T-shirt and a mug. What would you like it to say on it?
Doug and Daddy, baby. Come on.
Oh, Matthew. I will have Daddy personally deliver it to Orlando. Now you before we get into the football, Doc Sadler seems to be as frustrated as he's ever been. I think he realizes what's ahead for his team, and if it plays out like a lot of people think it's going to play out, his job's on the line, which I hate because I think a lot of people like him, but you got to get the job done, and for whatever reasons, I guess that's not been done, but he's done everything but throw his team under the bus here. I think he's frustrated. He talked about it when they lost to Wake Forest, and he talked about it last night, that they seem to be not paying attention, not being coached like they want to be. What's your thoughts of what happened last night and what has happened three or four times here this year?
Well, I think, there's no doubt that there's chemistry issues with this team. And, you know, I think the biggest frustration comes in because there were high expectations coming into this year. I guess higher expectations than what we had in previous years. And that's because of the experienced guys we had coming back. And we felt like Bo Spencer was, you know, going to be a point guard that could, you know, do some good things for this team. And then you had Dylan Talley, a junior college kid that we thought was going to, you know, have a great year for us. And so, you know, a lot of things were coming together, and you felt like this year was a chance to be a really good year, and it started off okay, and then you get a couple injuries, and now you're sitting here and at this point in the season, and you're really questioning things because the team hasn't come together like you would have hoped they would have, and you have two of your top three starters or scorers out with Diaz and Talley, And you kind of look down the schedule and say, man, where are the wins going to come? So, you know, it's definitely a tough point in the season right now. It's hard to really find hope at this point.
Matt, speaking of hope, that's the one thing I thought last night. When I saw the starting lineup, you got four seniors and a junior. You know, if you're doing that with four sophomores, you think, you know what, if these kids come around like that, no, it's over for these kids. Our depth doesn't look like it's there. This is a team that's absolutely just screwed, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't have chosen those words. You know, if this team was completely healthy, and look, every team has to deal with certain injuries, and it happens, okay? And so I'm not going to make excuses. I think people know by now I'm the biggest Husker fan people are going to find. I want us to win at every sport, always. And so I'm a huge fan, first of all. But without making excuses, the reality is if you had Andre Almeida and Jorge Brian Diaz and Dylan Talley healthy, I think we're a really good basketball team. And you take Diaz and Talley out, and it hurts, then Almeida hasn't played all year. But you take those three guys off of this team, we thought they were all going to be playing all season, or we were hoping, and, you know, I think it's a pretty good team. And, you know, now they're not. And it's obvious that they're just not. I mean, we don't have the depth inside. We don't have the capability to score the ball in the post. We haven't been able to hit open shots. We don't have, you know, a sharp shooter, you might say, out on the wing. We need two or three of those, and we haven't had that. So, you know, we're going to struggle to score all year, I'm afraid, and it's just going to be, you know, you hope to play good defense and hope to put yourself in a position to win a few games in the last 5 minutes. That's what we can hope at this point.
And Doc Sadler talked about that after the game last night. Shot only 9 free throws. They can't get the ball inside to anybody. Ubel is about all they have. And Matt Davison is joining us from the Husker Sports Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Many people on many sports talk shows across the state of Nebraska have brought up the subject of you can't find 5 Big Ten wins on the schedule for Nebraska. With that being said, and we had Andy Markowski on yesterday, and Tony asked him, how come the kids keep getting hurt? That's a question you can't answer. Is it something in their training, or is it just bad luck? Can Doc survive a 5 or 4-win Big Ten schedule when it sounded like Tom Osborne said Doc was going to be here no matter what until the new arena opened?
You know, that's a question that I'm going to stay away from that one because I don't have any control over it. You know, I mean, I know that I like Doc Sadler, and I think most fans do. And, you know, he's a very popular coach because he's so likable. And so we want him to succeed. And, you know, the thing is, it's his 6th year. And I think, you know, if you ask Doc, he's probably the most disappointed person in the state as far as how the last 6 years have unfolded. We haven't, the last 5 years at least, that have finished up where we haven't been able to get to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, so I don't know what's going to happen. It's definitely out of my hands. And so all he can do is try to win as many games as he can. And, you know, I'll tell you what, if you don't get Diaz or Talley back all year long, which I don't even know, these injuries are odd. There's a lot of speculation about the injuries. Like we can't get a clear answer or understanding as to when they might be back. And if those two don't come back, you know, finding 5 wins might be tough. You know, it's a great league. It's probably the best league, deepest league in the country. And so finding wins is going to be difficult. And, you know, you take 2 starters off of any basketball team and they're going to have a hard time getting wins in conference play. And when you're a marginal team like Nebraska still was coming into this year, you take 2 of their starters out, and now you're in big trouble. And so I think that's what we're faced with right now. And you know, it could be a long winter. I hope I'm wrong. I hope these guys pull it together. And, again, if we can get those 2 guys back, I think we have a chance to be pretty good still. It's 17 games to go. But they need to come together and find a way to click because, you know, right now they're not.
When does Matt Davison invade Orlando?
I go down there Saturday, pal. How about you?
I do not get to go.
You don't get to go?
No, because
there's a ban on people without their shirts on since the last time he was down.
Yeah.
So
I thought I'd see you in a pair of sandals down there, hanging out with a tank top, a pair of shorts.
He does that here. Why does he need to go to Orlando? He's wearing flip-flops right now. What a clown.
Right.
What an absolute
clown. Man, that would have been fun. Yeah, I'm going down Saturday. I'm taking my daughter, and we fly down Saturday. We'll be there 3 days, come back on the 3rd, and, you know, it should be a good time. I think it's going to be a great matchup with South Carolina. It's a fun game. It's a big-time bowl game, you know, and we put ourselves in position to try to get 10 wins, and so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game.
Matt, I want your thoughts on the coaching, how everything broke down. They go to Iowa, pull the young guy, seems to be a fiery guy. Kaczynski, I think, is that how you say it?
Kaczynski. Sip was wrong.
That's how I'm saying it.
Okay, well, your overall thoughts on him as a hire for this staff?
Well, I don't know him really yet, and so all I can do is trust Bo and think that he's going to get the right guys in here for this program. You know, I like that he's a young guy. He's familiar with the Big Ten Conference. He played at Notre Dame, so he's familiar with that area, you know, and where we need to recruit. And so, you know, all things point to, yeah, it was a great hire. I have to believe it was. I love John Papuchis. He's one of my favorite guys on the staff, and I think he's going to be, you know, a really good guy to have in charge of the defense, even though we know Bo is going to have a big hand in the play calling and stuff. JP will do a good job of motivation and talking to the guys. He's a great communicator and really just, one of the best young coaches that I've ever seen. And so I'm excited about that. And I think the future is bright.
A lot of things the last couple of weeks going on off the field to talk about here that hopefully we can start talking about a few things on the field. But since you were a player, Matt, was the Caputo and the Martin thing handled properly in your mind?
Yeah, it really was. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that it was handled properly. I think people need to understand that when you have, 150 guys or whatever on a football team, there's going to be times where, guys make mistakes. It happens with any cross-section of society. You take 150 people and people are going to make mistakes. And, all I know is I can tell you this, and I don't know all the specifics about the events that happened, but I can speak for Mike Caputo and the fact that I know him very well. And he's a great kid, and he's done a lot of great things since he's been at Nebraska. He's given back to the community. He's done all the right things in the classroom. He's worked hard. He's not made a mistake that I know of up until this point after being on campus for 5 years. And so, I think the bottom line is this, is that as a head coach, you have to look at every case individually. And you have to make your best call, your best judgment, based on every case, on a case-by-case basis. That's my opinion, and that's what I think Bo did here, and I think he made the decision that he thought was best for the kid and for the team. And so I think he handled it properly. I think it was the right thing to do.
Matt Davidson from the Husker Sports Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Matthew, one advantage in this ball game for Nebraska that you see, one advantage for South Carolina in this ball game that you see.
Well, I think you have to look at the front seven for South Carolina. They're really good. They're really athletic, big, strong guys that can really run. And so, you have to look at their front seven and think that they're going to have some success, against our offensive line, even though I think our offensive line has had a better season than what we had anticipated. So I think you look at that part of it, and South Carolina might have some advantage there. And then, for Nebraska, in the kicking game, I think we have a big advantage. I think Brett Maher has been unbelievable, and I think this is going to be a close game, guys. And so, field position is going to be huge, and it could come down to a field goal or two. And so I like our position there. I think it's just going to be a really good game. I think it's a good matchup for Nebraska. I don't think every SEC team that we could have faced would have been a good matchup. But I think this one is a game that fits us pretty well. And I think this is a game that we can win. And it's a chance for us to get a big win on a national stage. If we could beat an SEC team on January 2nd in front of a big audience, I think it'd be great for the program. It would get us to 10 wins, probably finish in the top 15 or so in the country, and beat a team that I would guess around the country most people wouldn't think we're going to beat. So it's a great opportunity for the program, and I hope our guys go down there and are ready to play and put on a good performance.
Now, Matt, one thing I will throw in there, I think at times South Carolina can turn the ball over. I think if Nebraska could generate a couple turnovers, that could be huge as well.
Oh, no doubt. This is going to be one of those games, like most are, where you have two teams where, you know, one team isn't clearly head and shoulders better than the other, it's probably going to come down to five plays. There's going to be 150 snaps in this game, and about five plays are going to decide it. It's a couple of turnovers. It's a big special teams play. It's a breakdown defensively and a coverage or something and a deep pass. You know, there's going to be four or five plays that turn this thing around. I don't see either team blowing the other one out. It's going to probably come down to the fourth quarter, and you're probably right. You look at a game where, you know, you might get 11 or 12 possessions. If you turn it over twice, have two empty possessions, it's probably not going to work out very well for that team.
Matt Davison, Husker Sports Network. Last question I've got for you, Matt. A little off topic here, but Steve Sippel wrote this in the Lincoln Journal Star today. I don't know if you got a chance to read the article, but he must have had some alone time with his buddy Bo yesterday and asked him about all these coaching rumors, and he did talk to him a little bit about it. Do you think there's anything to this Bo looking to move on rumor message board carousel?
You know, I don't. Now, that doesn't mean to say that you know, if the right opportunity came around, then Bo wouldn't look at it. I mean, I have to believe that everybody in his position, you know, if the right opportunity was there, maybe he would look at it. But there's no doubt that this is, you know, still a top 10 job in the country in my mind. And I think Bo wants to be here, and people need to understand that. And, you know, there's so much media out there, guys. You guys, you know, we're all a part of it. But there are certain, you know, parts of the media, and even people that aren't a part of the media, that think they can start rumors. I mean, now that you have, you know, all the social networking and the blogging and all that stuff, message boards, you know, it used to be people didn't have a forum to get their opinion out there. Now anybody can put their opinion out there. They can put a rumor out there. They can and whatever. So, you know, I don't know what to believe about some of these things. I don't really look into it too much, to be honest with you, until, you know, a decision is made if a guy's going to leave or not. And I just know that Bo's our coach. I'm glad he's our coach. I think he wants to be here. And, you know, I talked to him about it too, and he just kind of laughed it off. I mean, you know, he wasn't going to Penn State.
Matthew, any chance Jamal Turner sees extended action in the bowl game?
I think there's a possibility of that, yeah. It's a good question. You know, he's a guy that through the first four or five games you thought was probably going to lead the team in receiving or be right up there. And for whatever reason, he wasn't able to get on the field enough. We saw the mental mistakes, lining up in the wrong spot, you know, things like that. But when you get ready for a bowl game, at the bare minimum, you can give a guy 8 or 10 plays where you say, hey, this is your package and you're going to be in on these plays, and you get him ready to go. He's too good a player. He's too talented a guy to have on the sidelines all the time, in my opinion. You know, you used up his freshman year eligibility, so get him on the football field somehow. You know, whether it's special teams or whether it's a certain group of plays on offense, but he's too dynamic a guy with the ball in his hands to have him standing on the sidelines, and so it wouldn't shock me at all to see him get more touches in this one and for them over the last month or so to find a way to get him on the field. I think they should.
And, Matt, a lot of people asked me in the last 12 hours here, it seems strange that Andrew Rodriguez, even if he's injured, wouldn't go on the bowl trip since everybody gets to go. Is there more to this?
You know, I don't know. That's the answer is truly, I don't know the answer, and so I'm not going to speculate on it. You know, there's, again, case-by-case basis, right? And a coach has to make the right decision based on each individual guy. And so whatever they decided on Andrew is what they decided. But honestly, I don't know much about it.
You got the daughter going with you. You got several parks to choose from. You've only got one day. Which one did she pick?
You know, I think Epcot, I guess, might be the one, but I don't know. I don't know. Whatever she decides is great. I'll go, and I hear it's going to be crazy down there. The lines are. I talked to one person yesterday. Said they went to the park, and they were there 7 hours and went on two rides. So you know, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me, but you know, I'll let you know how the food is. And how, you know, if a hot dog's $14 or, you know, whatever the things that they sell down there, I'm sure I'm going to spend $500 by the time we're out of there, you know. But, you know, it should be fun.
It's a good thing you got some street cred to get to the front of those lines, Matt.
Oh, right. I don't want to pull in Orlando. It's unbelievable.
Do you know where that shoe that Chevin Wiggins was wearing, do you know where that shoe is?
You know, it ought to be in some sort of case, right?
I think maybe
Chevin has it. I don't know. But, you know, he drives a UPS truck down in Bradenton, Florida. So maybe I'll even see him this coming week. Maybe he'll drive up and I'll be able to see him this weekend. He helped turn things around for me.
Hey, Matt, we really appreciate the time you give us. Hey, enjoy the trip to the sunny sunshine state of Florida. Enjoy
the time with Donna. You guys have a great new year, and I'm sure you guys will have me on probably sometime next August or September, maybe about the next time I get a call from you. So, thanks for having me. You guys are busy. I know you have a lot of great guests to have on. If you can fit me in sometime before next football season, let me know.
Hey, we'll see you in Chicago.
All right, guys.
Media days. What is that? End of July. Matt Davison, Husker Sports Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, you know what reminds me of a TNL pivot? Doc Sadler, because he continually going in circles, going in circles, going in circles. He never stops going in circles, going in circles. But TNL right now probably gives you a little bit more productivity than the Husker basketball team does. If you're tired of failure, then TNL is the difference for you. Proven technology that works. Call your TNL dealer locally, or you can go to TLIRR.com, their website, TLIRR.com, and TNL Irrigation, headquartered in Hastings, Nebraska, serves all of the United States and 60 more countries worldwide. Why? Because they're efficient and they work. You want it to work for you. You want to make more money in your fields. Then experience the TNL difference at TNL Irrigation. Coming up, we've got more to chat about. Hockey gets underway again tonight. Doc Sadler sounds sad. And Arthur Hobbs, All-American corner from UNK, coming up in the second half of the program. We'll be right back.
Hey, Golic here. For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's right now. You can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now, get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come into Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through January 2nd, 2012, while supplies last.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-440-1135. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-440-1135. 1-800-440-1135.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear, all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
When you're working in the garage and need an extra pair of hands, just grab adjustable clamps, bench vise. Available at Hardware Hank with a swivel base and lockdown nut, as well as replaceable hardened steel serrated jaws, adjustable clamps, bench vise is the extra pair of hands you've been looking for. To find a Hardware Hank near you, log on to HardwareHank.com.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware Hank.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from everyone at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, after Christmas, it's holiday basketball tournament action. We'll be at Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, Aurora, and Minden. Games here on ESPN, 1230 KHAS, Classic Hits 98.9, and The Breeze 94.5. From Minden, Aurora, Kearney Catholic, and Ravenna, it's high school holiday basketball tournaments. For more information, check us out on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And
I found out at my Christmas service that there are 15 more days of Christmas, so I'm fired up about that. Could someone please bring me some more cookies? Maybe a deli tray?
Perhaps some meat and cheese.
Oh, glad to have you back here on the Duck and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, as the year comes to an end, Midway is the place to be. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check them out online at thinkmidway.com. They're not having a big year-end blowout. Why? Because they're hassle-free for you all the time. So how could they chop prices and then tell you they're hassle-free? They don't do it, Tony.
They've been doing it
already. They're giving you year-end savings in April. They're giving them to you in September. Doesn't matter, but they do want to help you out. So stop by and see them today, either location, the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We check our bowl selections from yesterday, and Jeffrey tells me I went 2-0 and thus have caught you.
Yes, it is a high ball game right now. I took Western Michigan. And had not been for embarrassing special teams play.
Well, the quarterback, seven turnovers? Good Lord. They had seven turnovers, and actually on two of those, on the same play, Western Michigan got the ball back.
Explain to me why you would call time running out the clock last night on 3rd and 13.
Exactly. Explain to me why you'd call a timeout to save a 22-yard field goal from the right hash instead of moving it back 5 yards. I was hanging out with some friends that just were going, some were coaches going, what is this Western Michigan crew doing? But they just kept turning it over. I think Western Michigan was probably the better football team. But they
I don't think there's any doubt about
Purdue
it.
Purdue wins the football game, and then North Carolina State takes
care
of Louisville.
I'm going to offer this up. We're 6-4 apiece. There's got to be a bull wager between us two, something fun, something. I will throw this at you. If I win, you come with me, we get a pedicure.
Okay.
On the station. We put it on the station credit card, of course.
Duh.
So it's a win-win for both of us. Plus, I get to see you get a pedicure, which I think would be very, very fun.
Okay.
If you win.
Somewhat short of a Dumb and Dumber scene, but yes, go ahead.
The smoke's coming. Yes, that would be great.
And if I win?
What do you want? Whatever. I mean, I'm just saying. That's what I've offered up to you.
I don't even know where to go here. I'll work on that.
Okay.
Can I work on that?
That's fine.
By the way, our leader in the Big Daddy's Deli Bowl Bonanza Championship, Mark M., took it right on the chin. 0-2 yesterday, brings it back to the pack. Jim and Mark M. are now tied at 7-3, and somehow everybody else is 6-4. Big day for almost everybody else yesterday. Andy, congratulations to Andy. He's won 5 in a row. He started 1-4, and now he's just a game back in the wacky, wacky world of college football bowl games. So all of that coming your way.
Today we're split, Toledo and Air Force. I have Toledo. You have Air Force. Both of us have taken Texas. The more I research that Texas deal, we're kind of leaning the wrong way. They're on a bad slide. California's kind of on a hot roll coming in here.
How bad can it be? If Texas wins, we're right. If Texas loses, we're happy.
But you know, there you go. You know what, though, Douglas? You go back to the start of the year. Remember that bet, the over-under, where they put at 8? Remember at the start of the year we thought about the, you know, they were so down last year? 7 wins is all that team could, I mean, 7-5. You know what, looking back now, we thought, both of us thought, gosh, at 8 wins with the athletes they have, boom.
Yeah. Vegas is smart. We are dumb. Hey, it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. No more flats or downtime. Garrett Tires and Treads has on-the-farm tire service. Find out more at GarrettTire.net. And he was one of the reasons that the Lopers were so solid and had so many takeaways this year. And he is our next guest on the Doug and Daddy Show. Arthur Hobbs joins us. First-team All-American, second-team All-American, depends what you look at. He was the defensive captain on the World Herald's college team. And, Arthur, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good. Thanks for asking. How about yours?
Well, it was outstanding. It was outstanding. Daddy, it was outstanding, right?
Yeah, no complaints about Christmas at all. You had about a week leading up to Christmas. That had to be pretty exciting, though, Arthur, when everybody's announcing their players of the year and everybody's announcing their All-American team. Your name kept popping up. That had to be fun.
Yes, sir. It was just something I was waiting for and something I definitely wanted to earn, achieve, should I say. When it finally came out, I was, just really happy. It was a blessed moment.
Arthur, take us back to when you initially said, I'm going to go to UNK, because it's not like you're down the road at Phillipsburg, Kansas, or you're not a local kid by any means. You're from a long ways away. How did you pick UNK?
When it was time to do the transfer thing, obviously, I didn't have grades, didn't take care of my business like I should have on my junior college. Carney came along and, Coach Andy Avalos, he was a California recruiter at the time, now is at Sacramento State, a real cool guy. Obviously, he was a California recruiter, so he knew how to talk to California kids. I knew I wasn't going to be able to go D1, so it was, time to choose a school. I actually knew one person who was at Kearney before I took my visit there. Instantly knew that I was going to be a big part of the defense. Coach Clarker pretty much just, told me on my visit that, if you come, you're going to be the guy. And, I kind of wanted to go somewhere where I was needed more so than just wanted,
How did you take us back to the time when it hit you, I didn't take care of my business. Now I got to look for my future and make myself not only a person on the football field but off the field and straighten that aspect of your life out and get the grades you needed to get and finish out your college.
Well, it was pretty much just coming to Kearney. Obviously, like I told you before, I knew I wasn't going to be able to go D1. So it was kind of like if I was ever going to get my act together, I might as well finish off strong. So, I came into Kearney with like a 2.9 and my first semester got a 3.3. And, just being at the university and actually, believing in what's going on and, committing to, the tradition and everything and just not being so sour that I couldn't go D1, That pretty much right there just made me want to, push to go harder and just, get back on my academics.
Is it difficult for a California kid to come to UNK and fit in with a bunch of Midwestern guys?
Nebraska is all about football, and I'm all about football. So, when you have your helmet on, it's kind of like everyone's the same. Everyone in Kearney is nice. They're very polite. I will admit, when I first went there, I had a chip on my shoulder, so it was a little hard fitting in. But, once game time came and I started doing, what I can do best, I pretty much fit in pretty easy.
Did you realize right off the bat that, hey, I can pretty much dominate at the Division II level and I probably should be playing Division I football, but while I'm here, I'm the best one out here and I can make some good things happen for this team?
Well, see, the thing about that is, I have very high aspirations of going to the next level, obviously. And if you notice with a lot of Division II players, analysts are going to say, well, did he dominate the Division II league? So I kind of had that mindset, not only that if I was better, but I had no choice but to showcase that I was better, if that makes sense.
Arthur Hobbs joins us. He's an All-American defensive back at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Arthur, obviously, what is next for you? You'd love to go to the combine, show what you got there. I don't know that that's going to happen for you. What's next for Arthur Hobbs in the football world?
I'm just in order to try to get my degree right now. I have two more semesters left. I actually just signed with my agent, and since I've been down in California, I've been training like crazy, and then just take care of business on my pro day and kind of go from there pretty much.
Obviously, it looks like the defense the last couple, 3 years under Crocker, under Coach Bobby Crocker, has really made a step up. You've been one of the best in Division II. Mason Brodean, getting a chance to play for the Raiders, is that something that maybe drives you even more, saying, hey, they do notice people from UNK and I do have a shot?
Yes, of course. Mason was a very good player. He worked very hard. And, I think if he can do it, you know, why can't I? And I think I've had just a good enough year as, you know, anyone in, you know, college football, not just Division II. Just so happens that we come from a smaller school. But, you know, it's all politics and it's all a work in progress. And, you know, I'm ready for the challenge. So,
Arthur, tell us a Bob Crocker story. Does he get fiery ever?
Well, Coach Crocker, he says he doesn't like to curse. He curses a very lot.
Well, sometimes it happens out there. Arthur, I want your thoughts on how the season ended. Obviously, a disappointment. You guys played awfully well all year long, but take us back to that final game.
I mean, I would have to say, you know, we played a new team that we had never played before. Or, you know, should I say my school had never played before because I was only there 2 seasons. I think people were amped and ready for the game, you know, but when it was just, you know, time to what Coach Morris would say, pull the trigger, you know, we just couldn't get it done exactly on both sides of the ball. It was just a tough day. You know, offensively, we started off pretty rough in the beginning. Defensively, we missed a lot of tackles. I mean, hats off to Wayne State, Michigan. They're a very good team, not taking anything away from them. But we definitely beat ourselves more than they beat us that day.
Did you watch the D2 final?
Yes, I did.
Was there a pit in your stomach, or was it just, oh, well, that's the way it went?
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a basketball fan, so I'm a big Lakers fan. And just like last year when, you know, Dallas swept the Lakers, I kind of said, well, they were able to sweep the Lakers, and they deserve to win a championship. So, you know, there was no really grudge in my system. If they were able to beat us, then, you know, God bless them to go as far as they could go. I mean, they weren't able to win a championship, but, they, you know, it was a good thing to see them make it.
Arthur, it's a real pleasure watching you play the game of football here at UNK. Best of luck in the future. Thanks so much for joining us. And, hey, your Lakers got a win last night.
Yes, sir. Finally, 1-2.
They're going to be all right without the trades they made?
They're going to be just fine.
All right, buddy. Hey, Arthur, thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations on all the accolades you got and on a great, great career at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless.
That was Wednesday's Loperlink brought to you by Charter West, National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all the lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Charter West, National Bank. Also, Garrett Tires and Tread and Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small. Get into Garrett Tires. They've got them for you. You're looking for a new washing machine, a new dryer, refrigerator. They got it for you. Check it out. Central Avenue, right along 25th, Highway 30 in Kearney. Garrett Tires and Treads. We'll be back to wrap things up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now at the Winter Storage Event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Start working on your victory dance because you could win tickets for 2 to 4 BCS bowl games, including the national championship with VIP access and a 2012 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. To enter the Built Ford Tough Big Score, just visit Ford.com/Big Score. So bust a move, Mr. Happy Feet. Enter now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be a legal U.S. resident, 21 or older. Offer ends 12/29/11. For official rules, go to www.ford.com/Big Score.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, skies will be partly cloudy with west winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Highs will be warming up to 55 degrees. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and a low of 28. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 45.
Hey, we're back. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As you may have noticed, our own Doug Duda slipped out to head to basketball and let me finish up things here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Arthur Hobbs and Matt Davison for joining us. Both of our guests are fed by our friends at Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you, along with Lexington Cozad and North Platte. Check it out. The croissant sandwich, two for $4. Breakfast is served daily till 11 a.m. Seattle's best iced coffee, vanilla or mocha, ready for you. Check them out today. Burger King, two locations in Kearney. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Great to catch up with Arthur. Put in a lot of hard work. Looks, you know, sounds like he's got a great future ahead of him. Hopefully get a chance on the bigger stage someday, like Mason Brodeen has done. Mason Brodeen, by the way, credited with one solo tackle in the win against the Chiefs. So congratulations to him getting his first tackle in an NFL contest. And it's going to be a wild, wild weekend of NFL football. And, you know, we're talking football here. We got two bowl games on today. Toledo and Air Force get it going. And then California and Texas, I think Nebraska fans really are still having the tough time transitioning and cheering for Purdue yesterday. Instead of looking at Missouri and looking at those teams and looking at Texas tonight and going, oh, we're still a part. No, we're not a part of that anymore. It's tough to move on, though. You got two teams, though, heading in the wrong direction in this one. California seems to be red hot right now. I mean, they're coming in. You look at Texas. They rank 14th in the land in defense, but their final four games, they're 1-3 straight up. I mean, now, California, the last few years, has been known for at the end of the year. But that ain't happening this year. They've won three out of their last four. It's the eighth bowl in the last 9 years. I mean, this looks to be a shootout. They go back to the Holiday Bowl. Jeff, are you having trouble moving over to Texas and getting your mind off of Texas and getting it on Wisconsin and or not? Am I way off on that?
Well, whenever I do talk to my friends and I reference the Big Ten Conference, I catch myself still saying Big 12 a lot. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, once we start Big 12 play. And then I'm like, wait a minute, Big 10. So I still catch myself watching the scores at the bottom of the screen and looking for how, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri did. When ideally, you know, we don't really care about those teams. We need to start looking for Wisconsin's, the Ohio State University, and teams like that.
And I still think with the bowl season going on, I still think as you get into football next year, I think the Nebraska fan out there, when you say, what are you looking forward to this year if you're Michigan State? They're like, man, the run to the Rose Bowl. Iowa, oh, trying to get to the Rose Bowl. Nebraska fans are saying, screw the Rose. What's so great about the Rose Bowl?
Right.
We're not ingrained in that Rose Bowl tradition. It was cool when we went and played there. In 2001 or whatever it was.
That was for national titles.
Yeah, that was for...
That's what
right.
We're after. We were always Orange Bowl and more recently Fiesta Bowls. We never really had that Pac-10, Big Ten, tradition with that Rose Bowl. So for us, it doesn't. I mean, we've never played in it, but
it's
once
tough. It's tough for us to get that. It's tough, I think, for everybody to get that down. You know, it seems like if you go to Wisconsin, they want to jam that Rose Bowl down your. I mean, and that's why I flat out asked that the Rose Bowl representative. We're in the press box of Madison, Wisconsin. I go, sell me the Rose Bowl. What is so great about it? Because as a Nebraska fan, we don't get it at all. I understand it's got the best time slot. It's got the best.
For me, I've always wondered, why was it the granddaddy of them all? When it's a fixed matchup between two conferences who could be having a down year, that's probably not the granddaddy of them all. I would say the national title is the granddaddy of them all.
I think you're absolutely right on that. And I think for a lot of years, especially when we were making runs, you know, in the mid-90s, we looked at the Big Ten as a conference that, boy, if we were in,
we would dominate.
We would dominate 35-7 or worse every week. And I don't know if that was true or not. That was the mindset a lot of people had. That's the mindset we Nebraska fans are trying to move on to. And I think, you know, the first year, obviously the basketball deal starting off last night.
It was a tough one to watch.
You know, it got off to such a great start. And then it was like, I think it was 10-2 or something. And then, you know, it's 10-8, you know, 10-6, 10-8, 10. And you're just like, uh-oh, here it goes. And
we couldn't hit a shot, I see. And then from what I noticed, I watched a lot of the second half. Man, we didn't have anybody boxing out. There was one guy in the paint versus four Wisconsin guys. You're not going to get those balls. You're not going to get those second-chance opportunities. And then in Wisconsin, they hit every single shot, it felt like.
I will be honest. I thought last night that Doug sends me a text, says, go Big Red. In the second half, I'm actually got it on the Kings and the Trailblazers NBA game. And I thought, are we coming back? So I said, what's the score? I'm like, text to him, and I'm sure he just rolled his eyes. He'd never say anything back. But I flip it over there, and I'm like, oh, no. I mean, because it's worse than when I
left.
When I left, way worse. And I thought, we weren't really in it then, but I just thought, oh, no. Oh, no. We got to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
On the spare tire you left at home so you had room to bring 40 pounds of prison-grade beef to the football tailgate. Bad call. Hope you have roadside assistance.
Allstate wants everybody to be protected on the road. So right now, Allstate is offering every driver in America a free lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance. All you have to do is call. Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE. Go to allstate.com/roadside to get important details.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armor Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armor Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armor Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. You and your family can rely on our compassion and attention. We help you celebrate your loved one with an uplifting, hopeful remembrance. And we can ease the burden on your loved ones by helping you plan a prearranged, affordable, personalized service. At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl on ESPN Radio. Two storied programs go head-to-head in San Diego as the Texas Longhorns face the Cal Golden Bears. In their fifth meeting of all time, Texas looks to continue to dominate California and move to 5-0 against the Golden Bears. The Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl.
Texas and California, Wednesday night, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show. Taking you up to the noontime, the lunch hour. Head to Cunningham's. They've got lunch every day. Check out the pizza, the prime rib sandwiches. That's what I've been on lately. Doug's been trying more of the burgers, the brisket sandwiches, but they've got all of it. Whether you just want an appetizer, whether you want a salad with some pasta, they've got it all. Cunningham's Journal in the loft. Plus, they've got the coldest beer in town. It's a place to be for sports, live entertainment, and now lunch. Located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Check them out today. I highly recommend the Journal Bites and Prime Rib Sandwich. A couple salads to go with it. Whatever you need. Anquan Boldin, Florida State. Yes, we were doing Tuesday Troutman's Trivia, and we were looking for Greg Jennings. He was the second leading receiver in Western Michigan history, but we had a couple guesses. Anquan Boldin and Brandon Marshall were two of those guesses. Anquan Boldin, Florida State alum, and Brandon Marshall out of Central Florida. So I wrote those two names down yesterday, and I thought, well, that's interesting because I really had no idea where either one of them, off the top. I mean, it didn't rattle off the top of my, you don't go.
Well, they're smaller D1 schools. They're not a UNK like what Arthur's doing, but you don't turn on the TV to watch a Central Florida every week. What I mean? Same with the Broncos. They had the draft there for a while. They went with, Marshall out of Central Florida. They got Scheffler out of Western Michigan. So, they kind of went to these smaller schools.
And Scheffler, all, good one.
They all just went out of town. Whether it was McDaniels or somebody, everybody's just quick out of town for Denver.
Who are you picking today?
For?
California, Texas.
Man, Texas is ranked, and they were as high as 11th this year, which surprised me. I'll take Cal just because I think Texas is reeling. They just gave Mack Brown a new one-year contract, trying to, silence all the, talk about maybe him being out of town. So there's something about that Texas program right now. Back-to-back, average seasons.
I'm still looking at the talent that Texas has going.
They have a lot of talent.
Man on man, they've got to be so much.
And they got a month to prepare for it,
Now, the Cal kids can read and write. Texas probably not so much, but nonetheless, you got a feel on Air Force Toledo?
What's Toledo's record?
Toledo's record. I have that information readily available to me. Toledo is 8-4, Air Force 7-5.
Toledo, are they in the MAC?
Yes.
I'll take Toledo, but I really want to take Air Force. But because traditionally Air Force has had a good couple seasons. But 7-5 doesn't in the Mountain West doesn't do it for me. I'll take Toledo.
they actually beat Western Michigan, who we saw play yesterday. Turned the ball over some more. 66-63.
Shootout, right? That's that basketball score? Right?
Yeah, there you go. Well, no, it's 20 more than the Huskers can score. 26 more. A lot of points should be scored today in college football. But let's get on out of here, Jeffrey, and we'll have a. We want to thank Matt Davidson from the Husker Sports Network. Get his thoughts on Nebraska opening up the Big Ten basketball conference in rather ugly style, I guess. I don't know a better way to put it, really. And I want to thank Arthur Hobbs, All-American from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Both of those guests, we really appreciate those guys' time. Later in the week, Sean Callahan on Friday. Matt Coatney going to talk a little Nebraska women's. Hopefully, the women's program, a lot more to look forward to this year, probably than following the men, so we'll do that. We'll follow the bowl games. We'll give you our bowl updates tomorrow, see if Doug can come back and give me a fair wager on the other side of the bet I've offered. I've offered Doug, if I win, he has to go get a pedicure with me, a very manly thing, I think, something Doug Duda would never do. But we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.